You're listening to Daily Paul Radio. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. WGRR Digital.
You're listening to the smooth night sounds of the Liberty Cats. You hep cats and swing kittens, pull up your beanbag, put on your beret, grab that electric pipe, put on that smoking jacket, and put your cat in your lap, because it's time for your daily injection of furry love. Now here's the granddaddies of hip and everything cool, Brian Hagen and Taryn P. Lupo.
And if there's one thing I do love in my life, it's a furry injection of just about anything. How you doing, friends? It is I, Brian Hagen, along with my old partner,
Taryn P. Lupo.
That's right, Taryn P. Lupo. So how's your cat tonight, my friend?
You know, they've been MIA. The weather just changed, so they're missing. I have no idea barely where they're at all, but have you seen yours? Or
I have, actually. The weather's also changed here in Kansas. And my cat today, he was just going crazy. So the neighbor lady, we have a real crazy cat lady for a neighbor lady, right?
I love cat ladies.
Oh, boy, you'd love this lady. Like full-on polyester, you know, polyester outfit. Everything's brown. Looks like she's straight out
like. Is she wearing a muumuu like Miss Roper?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's very muumuu-like. And don't ever discount the comfort of a muumuu, my friend. But anyway, she apparently gave my cat a little ball to play with. He was going crazy, throwing it through the yard and doing all kinds of cute kitty things.
Aw, man, that's a good snack for that kitty. I love neighbors that give stuff to your pets, man. I think I'm that neighbor because
I used to
always give away dog bones when I walked.
Oh, really? See, that's nice of you, but this lady's a little creepy.
Well,
I mean, really,
maybe she's trying to make a move in on you.
This is possible. Oh,
you know,
God.
If you start meowing at her, she might just start feeding you and letting you inside.
I'm so glad you don't live here because you're always on that quest to find me a perfect woman. You'd probably be trying to set us up.
I'd be dressing you in cat shirts all the time.
I could borrow some out of your wardrobe.
Oh, I do have some good shirts. I'm working on getting a good collection. Hey, what's funny is I forgot about that. I have this one gigantic Christmas shirt, and I'll post it over at our Facebook page, the Liberty Cats Facebook page, if you look for it. And it is a kitten wearing like a holiday hat and it's these giant eyes. And I totally forgot about wearing it. And I had a sweatshirt on and I went to the gym and I was working out and I got all hot and I took the sweatshirt off and I'm working out. And then I'm like, what the hell is everybody looking at me about? And then I looked down and I realize that I have this ridiculous cat shirt on, a Christmas cat in like March.
Oh, I bet everyone was pointing, going, there's a creeper.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook and people were like, oh, just rip the sleeves off it and go all the way.
That'd
be
fantastic.
Proud of it.
You should have. And then like gone over to the mirror and just started flexing and like petting the cat on your shirt. Been like looking good, Fluffy.
I forgot because, you know, you got all these like – I work out in the daytime since I don't have a real job. So I can go out to the day and the only people really there are old people and housewives that are like, and they all have the same hairdo. I don't know what that's about. That once you get over 50, you have to have this.
Oh yeah,
this page boy thing going on.
Sure, I know the one.
Yeah, and you have to have like they all look like they get their little matching suits everywhere. It's so funny because you know I'm used to going to the gym and I pretty much look like a homeless man wearing rags. You know, you go to the gym to work. You don't go to the gym to look good. And, you know, I forget that everybody else there looks good. I look like a homeless guy coming off the street.
I just can't believe you go to the gym. I did not know this about you, Taryn P. Lupo.
Rare. I'm pretty rare at it. I go when the weather's cruddy. But I'm trying to get back into lifting. I hate lifting. It's really boring to me. But my spine hurts if I don't do it. So I got to get in there and start putting some muscle back onto my back.
Man, I need to start looking good too because I'm just having such a problem, man. The ladies look at me and it's just like, oh, I feel embarrassed because, you know, I'm breathing heavy as I walk. I'm like cracking the sidewalk as I'm walking these days.
That's not true. You had an awesome date you were just telling me about.
Yeah, Taryn.
Maybe you should experience, because I only got a piece of this story. Tell me what happened in your last date.
All right. Here's the deal. I went out with a gal, right? We had, we'd known each other for a number of years, and she always really liked me. And we're talking like 15, 20 years ago, right? So She'd always like me. Then we lost contact, and then we reestablished contact on the old Facey page. And one night, I'd been drinking like I'm apt to do, and I noticed that she had liked something that I had posted. So I said to myself, I'm going to go ahead and write her. Okay, so I did that. I wrote the gal. We end up talking forever. We decide we're going to go out on a date. The date that we decided to go out on was an Irish music festival in Kansas City, which is about an hour away from where I live. So I told her, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll buy the tickets and everything, you know, being a good man that I am. Well, I end up going online, and I bought the wrong tickets for the wrong Irish music festival. I bought one like 2 months ahead.
No.
Not the one that we needed to go to. So anyway, we drive to Kansas City, an hour away from our home, and end up at my friend's house where we start drinking, and I'm drinking very heavily.
Wait, did you go to the festival? Or
okay,
not?
Here's the deal. We leave my friend's house. We get to the festival.
Okay.
I then drunkenly look at the tickets and realize I had purchased the wrong tickets. Now, this is almost the end of the month, mind you, so I'm completely broke. I don't have the money to buy the right tickets at the gate, so this gal had to buy the right tickets at the gate. And
That's classy.
Is that not just classy?
I love
that. So we get into the festival, and at this point, though, I'm realizing that, I don't know, she's like bragging about how hot she is, and she's like hitting on my friends, and it's getting a little awkward and weird. So we end up leaving the place. We end up at my friend's house, where we proceed to start playing drinking games with loud country music. She's not liking this. At one point, it was probably 1 o'clock in the morning now, mind you, she stands up at the table and screams, I'm not having any fun. What's wrong with you people? You all think you're hardcore and in high school.
And what she...
we all kind of looked at her and we were like, yeah, we sure as heck do. Because we're playing chandeliers. We're playing quarters. We're playing all kinds of those old fashioned drinking games. And she goes and screams, and I don't like your country music either. It's making me sad.
You should have had her do a keg stand and chill her out, because that really would have been the answer, right? Where if you're going to have a high school party, there's a beer bong, there's a keg stand. Well, for the listeners that don't know, okay, real men used to play quarters,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then, like, sometime in the 90s, some reason everybody started using ping pong balls, and it ruined beer drinking games.
Yes, it did.
But the quarters are still hardcore, and chandeliers is a real high speed game where you'll drink like, I don't know, maybe 4 cups. If you hit the one in the middle, the pitcher in the middle.
Yes.
I mean, you're drinking like, I would say almost a whole pitcher within about 5 minutes.
Oh, easily a pitcher.
And you play 4 or 5 rounds of this game until one side just gets knocked out. I mean, it's a horribly brutal game, and I just don't understand why a woman our age would be offended by it.
I couldn't get it.
Who had to pay for her own night and her own way out. I can't see what you did wrong, Brian.
So she ends up, Tara, now get this. I told her, I said, baby, we can go in the back room and go to bed if you want to. No, Taryn. She calls up a friend of hers an hour away. He comes and picks her up and drives her all the way back. That's just how bad this date was for this gal. Now,
she had to call the rescue.
She did. She called rescue, and she cried, and she said, I liked you so much, but I don't think we're ever going to be able to be together.
Well, yeah. I don't understand, because you pulled all the right moves. You forgot your wallet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was flat broke.
You get her drunk, and she doesn't like to drink. You take her to a high school party when she's 40. You know, and then you trap her there for hours.
See,
I don't understand what you did wrong.
I mean,
man.
I just put a little check in every box you just mentioned, Taryn, and
I did everything
100% perfectly. I'll tell you what, tonight on the Liberty Cats, Taryn, let's talk a little more about dating. And we're going to. Yeah.
I want to say one more thing, though.
Sure.
This does create a unique circumstance for our lady fans. Brian does have a ticket 2 months from now.
Yes, I do. To the wrong festival.
If you'd like to go out for a night of beer drinking games, Irish festivals, and being trapped at someone's house, he is your man.
And no duct tape is required. That's all I'm saying. You're going to be trapped of your own free will.
We might have to have a competition for that. See, if you ladies will go on our Facebook page and perhaps make a note or a video, something that would really inspire you to win those tickets.
I think that's a great idea. So, yeah, just head over to the Liberty Cats Facebook page. And I'd be willing to go out with just about anyone. Trust me, I'm not picky. I have absolutely...
You really know how to make a girl feel special.
Yeah, don't I? I'm like, you're a girl.
Yeah,
I'll go out
anyone.
With you.
You're good now. Yeah, Come on, baby.
Yeah, you got a girly body and you got hair. That's good enough for me. Hey, speaking of, we're going to get some real old-fashioned and true today. We leave a lot of the past behind for all the wrong reasons. We've got some very good dating tips coming up on tonight's show. We've also got a very special guest, Allison Bricker, is going to be dropping by. I mean, Taryn, I got to tell you, the Liberty Cats tonight, we are on fire. Meow.
Meow, baby. Meow.
I love that feeling. You know, here we are just... two hep cats hanging out on the airwaves and bringing this great quality programming. I mean, I know we got other great names on the network like Dr. Tom Woods, Peter Schiff, but I got to tell you something. None of them are going to bring it fuzzy and furry and meowy the way we do because we are the Liberty Cats. So we're going to bounce on out. Feel free to dance to this funky little groove. I know I am, and I'm not wearing any pants right now. I don't know about you, Taryn.
Never do.
No, me either. Pants get in the way. I just can't breathe right. So hang on. Liberty Cat's going to be continuing right here next.
In a world where freedom is fun and everything you thought you knew was wrong, two unlikely voices rose up from the noise. From the minds that brought you Fajita Fun Time and Wheels Off Liberty comes the Liberty Cats. Darren P. Lupo and Brian Hagen are just in time to save us all.
That's right, saving you from the tyranny that descends upon us each and every day. We are your fluffy little furry friends, the Liberty Cats. I'm Brian Hagen along with my old partner,
Darren P. Lupo.
And we are here tonight and really breaking down some of the keys of liberty, Taryn, and that is the ways to treat a woman. Before we went to the break, I was telling that story about, you know, I still don't understand what went wrong. I don't know why the gal left. I was doing everything right. I mean, I trapped her an hour away from her home. There were drinking games. There was loud country music. So I guess what I'm saying is she was just kind of a rare one because I think all other women would have loved that adventure with me.
Yeah, it was an ideal date. I mean, you did everything right.
That's what I think, too. I mean, I left my wallet behind. She had to buy the tickets. I thought that was good for female empowerment.
It really was. You're just assuming that, you know, you don't have to pay. And I think it was a very non-chauvinistic way to handle it.
Right. Keeping everybody equal, saying that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're the man or the woman. You know, we all pay sometimes. And that was what my whole goal was. She apparently didn't see it that way. So there was just something wrong with her.
Yeah. I'd like to help you and give you some advice because today I was roaming around and I was watching okay, I don't have cable TV downstairs, so I get like an antenna TV. And one of the channels that's free that comes in digital TV is Bounce Channel. And Bounce is kind of like a black network that they pretty much show black shows.
Hmm.
But they sold the Newlywed Game to Bounce TV. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this. And it's really dirty. It's on at like 8 at night, and they're talking about – they're pretty graphic about sex descriptions and, you know, what they like. And I was like, man, this is not the dating game I remember. I remember when everything was called Whoopi. They didn't even say the word sex on air. Remember?
Yeah, I sure do with Chuck Woolery. Everything was making Whoopi and, yeah, Whoopi this and, yeah. It was
a
big
euphemism.
I think
we need to bring that back. I'm going to start using Whoopi on air.
I agree with you, too.
Can you back me on that? All right, we're bringing Whoopi back. After that, though.
And not Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah,
no, we are not.
She got her name. Do you think she was throwing it to a lot of Jewish guys?
I think that's a possibility. Mom and Dad got together and like, we made a little Whoopi, and then she's Whoopi.
But what's with the Jewish last name?
I've never understood that either. How did she become Whoopi Goldberg? That's one of the strangest mysteries that I've ever tried to dig into, and I still have no answers, Taryn.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to help you out, And I decided, okay, I'm going to look at the old school newlywed game. And I found this clip from 1972 that Brian's going to play. And these husbands really know how to talk to their women. They really do.
Oh, so what you're telling me is they know how to relate with the woman. They know how to make her special, know how to make her feel good.
Especially back then when you only had two or three channels, the audiences were huge and everybody watched. So it was a life-changing experience to be on this. And I'm sure a husband would be very supportive and say nice things on the air, right?
Well, sure. Absolutely. and so what you're saying is we may have lost some of this in this modern age. We need to go back to these times.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to 1972 and see the proper way that a man should treat a woman. This is the newlywed game.
Here's the last of our five-point questions. Gentlemen, how will your wife say you would complete this sentence? Even if she were the only person entered, my wife would probably come in second in a what contest? Even if she was the only person entered. My wife would probably come in second in a what contest? John?
I would say a beauty contest.
A beauty contest.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay.
She's just going to get a little bit mad at me.
Yes.
But,
Danny?
Oh, I think she's beautiful.
I don't know. I guess I'd say beauty contest also.
In a beauty contest
good,
also.
Good for you, Danny.
The audience likes
cooking
it.
Contest.
Cooking contest.
Cooking contest.
Dinner, can't do it.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly
well,
right. We don't.
In a beauty contest.
In a beauty contest.
Beauty,
right.
Beauty contest and cooking contest.
Right, so these guys that have basically been married like two or three weeks, the first things they say is that she'd be second in a beauty contest to the nation and that they can't cook. Yeah, so far it sounds okay. Let's see what else.
Okay, so now they're going to bring the wives out, okay?
Yeah.
And I have never seen since these bouffant hairdos are massive, and these brown suits are very, very brown. Okay, here we go. Back to the newlywed game, 1972, how a man should treat a woman.
Points at the end of the show will naturally win a grand prize selected especially for them. So, gentlemen, keep the cards flat on your laps. Keep one hand on the cards at all times, and raise one card at a time when I ask
okay,
for them.
Bob Eubanks.
Question one. Girls, which one of your three main measurements.
Oh, main measurements.
Like one of your husband's.
Oh,
three
wow.
Main
we're getting risque here, Taryn.
Tammy?
Yeah. I bet it'll be something polite.
The
sure.
Third one.
Now, which end are you starting from?
Talking about my hips.
Your hips.
Because he's always making fun about how big they are.
Good for him.
They're about as big as mine, and he's a whole bunch taller than I am, and here I am, you know,
he's how much taller?
Short. He's about a foot taller than I am.
Oh, I see. All right. Danny said that it's the hips. That's
the
right.
The hips. Oh, she's got huge hips. That's what he makes fun of her about. That's funny.
On national TV.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a loving husband.
Well, he predicted you would say. Pardon me?
I'm really sticking out, and he does too.
He is too.
Oh,
all
she
right.
Just called
he
herself fat
is.
Because
right.
He tells her
yeah.
Constantly she's fat.
She
oh, this is.
And then he hugged her.
Right.
He hugged her and said, good job.
Yeah.
Because I can sort of get into his pants. I mean,
the hips, all right?
Yeah.
He said it's the waist.
Oh, so apparently he's constantly telling her she has huge
no,
hips and a huge waist.
That's what we got to work on.
Did you just say that? That's what you got to go home and work on?
He really just said that to her. And you know, honesty goes a long way in a relationship.
That's right. Those women appreciate you pointing it out to everybody around them.
Right. They don't feel humiliated at all. No.
They're smiling.
Yeah, they're smiling, and they feel very good getting these tips of how to look better on national TV.
Hey, let's...
He does.
He always does.
All right, he says it's the waist.
You just told me the other day. I
well,
said,
what are you
right
always
on...
telling me? You're always telling me I have a big backside, right?
You said the pill made you fat and it's around your waist.
Oh, I did not. I got no.
Oh, wow. This is honesty.
He's wrong?
Yeah.
Are you wrong?
She's a loser.
Oh, he
oh
called
God.
Her a loser.
Okay, now, girls,
girls love that.
Yeah, they love that.
Switch to. Be specific, please. Carol, last thing you
jump
switch
over to.
To
minute eight.
Minute eight, okay.
Yeah.
Because he brings
so,
him home.
So, as Brian's setting up the next clip, the women come back and answer the first question we were talking about.
Right, on cooking and being in beauty contests.
Yeah, they would come in second in a beauty contest.
I want to take...
I mean, these guys have been married for seriously like two or three weeks. What's up?
I really want to take a moment here, Taryn, though, and tell you, you're right. They've been married a couple of weeks. These men are really doing the biblically correct thing, though. You know, St. Paul says that you should basically ridicule your woman. You should keep your woman as an underling. Your woman is basically your slave. So these men are being very, very biblical in what they're doing. So I think that, you know, you hear politicians a lot. I know Sarah Palin recently said, we've got to get back to the rule of God and the rule of the Bible. Let's see, most of your Republicans will say that all the time. You hear that talk. So basically what they're saying is we need to return to 1972 newlywed game day and make sure that we tell our women that they have huge hips and the only thing they're even partially good at is cooking. I'm not real sure where I'm queued up to, so I'm going to go ahead and hit play and you tell me where I'm at, Taryn.
About minute eight. Yeah.
Really? They're bad. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tammy?
Right. I guess it might have been I started taking the pill.
What?
Before we got married.
It might have been. Danny,
you know,
said
I like how subservient.
Lavender nightgown.
You just got married. You should have thought about that.
Yeah, it's her fault.
That's right.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
That is a good woman. She did exactly what St. Paul said. She deferred back to the man.
Well, that's because he asked her who's right and put her on the spot.
Right, and she said, you are because you're the man, and that's what St. Paul would want me to say.
Yeah.
So see,
and I
really
bet she really meant it inside, too. You can see in her face that she really means it.
Oh yeah. It's deep. It's a true love. I mean, Taryn,
do you think the knights are like the first time they come back? Well, we'll talk about that at the end, but can you imagine after the losers on the show how much they fight afterward?
No one's a loser here, Taryn. They're all winners because these men are being very honest with their women. They're doing things the biblical way that we hear we should be living our life and basing our laws on. So really, we can take a great lesson from the way men talked to women in 1972, getting back to the way of the Lord. And you're going to hear a lot more preaching and singing, because that's what we do right here. It's a little hootenanny on the radio. We call ourselves the Liberty Cats, brothers and sisters, and we like to bring you the glory of our own brilliance.
Preaching.
Yeah, brother.
Testify.
Oh,
testify.
I'm testifying. You can feel free to rub our bellies.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grand Wizards of Funk, the Liberty Cats. These hip caps know how to drop such a furry and funk-tastic rhythm, you'll be solid all night long. You jive hustlers, go get your boots on. Flip your grip and be swelling it to each other. Now, here's the bucket from Nantucket, Brian Hagen, and the Lothario from Ontario, Taryn P. Lupo.
And I do not mind going ahead and tooting my own little horn and scratching behind my own little ears and saying, that is right. I think we are the coolest cats on the radio these days. We are the Liberty Cats. I'm Brian Hagen along with my old buddy,
Taryn P. Lupo.
That's exactly right. And we are really focused tonight on returning to, well, I guess you could call it the olden days, the good old days, the days when a man was a man and a woman was a woman. And we learned a lot of our lessons, not only from the Bible, but we took those lessons of St. Paul, and we then converted them over to the newlywed game, where you really saw how a man would talk to a woman and do it the right way. Because we were talking up front about what a terrible, terrible disaster of a date I recently had. And Taryn, you're getting me right back on track.
Yeah, basically, I was trying to help Brian out by showing him clips of the newlywed game, because that taught me everything about women and how they like to be talked to. And it really just showed me, you know, what women really want. So we're going to play that. But first, we have a guest we want to bring in, and she'll be able to comment on it as well.
Right. We really want to get the perspective of Allison Bricker. Allison, how are you tonight?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me on the show this evening, guys.
Absolutely. It's a real pleasure to have you here hanging out with us little Liberty Cats. And Allison, we brought you in because, you know, I find your input to be always very exhilarating. You've got a nice take on things. And as Taryn is really educating me on the ways of the woman, I thought we should have someone from that perspective to kind of, well, see if we're going in the right direction. And if you'd be so kind, let's return to 1972, to Bob Eubanks and the newlywed game, as we watch how the men talk to the women and the women react to the men for being so manly. So if you'll play that clip for us, it'd be great.
Sure, not a problem.
All right. So here we go. Back to Bob Eubanks.
Right. Yeah.
Here we are. Yep.
Next question, girls. How did your husband complete this sentence? Even if she were the only person entered,
my wife would probably come in second in a what contest. Even if you were the only person entered, you'd probably come in second in a what contest, Cindy?
Eating?
Eating. He said you'd probably come in second in a beauty contest.
See, eating because, well, he's always told her that she's overweight.
You're smiling, though. Margaret?
Beauty contest.
Beauty. He said you'd probably come in second in a cooking contest.
Come on, you're always telling me how I can cook.
TV dinners.
Oh, poo. TV.
See?
I can cook.
Isn't this fun?
No.
Oh, Tammy?
I guess a swimming suit contest, because he's always making cracks about my figure.
Swimming suit contest. He said you'd come in second in a beauty contest.
What is a swimming suit contest?
You know, figures, you know.
Yeah, but they don't have swimming suit contests.
You think my face is ugly, too? My figure and my face, Dean?
No, but I thought, you know, if you come in second.
Oh, you lost that one. Just put it
down. You came in a second in a swimming contest. I've never heard of, but swimming's part of beauty contest.
Okay, I'm ugly all over, I see. No. Married 6 days, and I'm ugly all over.
I love him.
Probably cooking, because he's always
cooking.
Comparing
he said you'd come in second in a beauty contest.
No, not cooking. You don't cook that bad.
That is what you tell me.
Couples, thank you very much. 10 point questions next, and we'll be right back.
All right, go ahead and stop that clip, Allison.
Brian, what did we learn from that clip?
You know, what I learned from that clip was if you tell your woman enough on what you want her to do and how you want her to be, she'll change for you. And she won't feel bad about it. She'll know that she's doing the right thing for doing what her man tells her to do. Am I on the right track here, Taryn?
Yeah, but you need to make sure that you publicly humiliate her on national TV about her figure. Because otherwise she just doesn't get the message.
Exactly. National humiliation is the key.
Yeah, I mean, you just got married. You love this woman. And you need to make sure that you tell her that she would come in second at a beauty contest if no one else was there.
Right, because
I think that really shows love.
I agree. That'll encourage her to improve.
We should get let's get a female opinion.
Yeah, Allison Bricker, what do you think about that? Should we return to the days of the 1972 newlywed game?
Well, I have to say that I'm kind of rethinking my opposition to thank God, you know. Maybe the state should be involved in traditional marriage. I mean, they obviously were doing such a great job as to basically have women relegated to their proper role as property. Maybe it's important to have the state serving that function after all.
Right, and that's kind of what I'm thinking too. I mean, you know, as we were saying earlier in the show, you hear a lot of politicians talking about, let's get back to, you know, a biblical marriage, let's get back to the biblical principles, let's pass laws that mandate that. And, you know, so much of the biblical principle, you know, from the Pauline sort of Christianity is the woman is always going to be subservient to the man, and we saw that there on the Newlywed Game. And so, yeah, I think maybe that would be the best way to restore these so-called family values. What say you, Allison?
Absolutely. It's apparent that us women folk are way too uppity in this 21st century, and maybe we just need to be relegated back to the making sandwiches.
Right, because I thought it was really interesting how the only thing they talked about in the Newlywed Game was beauty contests and cooking. I mean, in all seriousness, can you believe that was national television in 1972? That wasn't very long ago. That was 2 years before I was born.
Yeah. Absolutely. And didn't they still have, like, active standards and practices departments in most of the, you know, the network television broadcasts channels?
Yes, exactly. And they were just letting that stuff go on through. And it's just, it's amazing to me. And I think sometimes, as backwards as we remain in so many ways with the treatment of women, of other races and everything, at least by God, we've progressed as far as we have. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that was entertainment in those days.
And the norm. I really think that women and men really did have that interaction. Like, these guys weren't just some special people they put on the show to show how bad it is. I mean, that was like the norm. You could just totally trash your wife back then.
Yeah.
And put her in her place. And I could understand. No wonder women were so pissed off in the 70s when that was the attitude. Because it's so foreign to me. I grew up in, you know, I've never looked at a woman differently or not as an equal. So it's so weird to see that that was completely normal. It's like when I watch the films from the 1960s and people are dropping the N-word and shouting at black people. And that just – it seems like a whole different world to me. And I'm like, holy cow, that was only, you know, 50 years ago. And that my grandparents were alive during that when that was considered normal, when you were allowed to be openly and outright racist on TV.
Well, and really
– and it was encouraged.
You're right. It was encouraged because, again, I think a lot of it goes back to those biblical principles. When you pick up this book that is supposed to be divine and you're seeing that this is actually the message that you're getting – And I'm an anarcho-Christian, and I leave all that Paulinian stuff behind because of that. And Allison Bricker, I know you said you just recently saw an amazing documentary that kind of gets into this area. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I was reading an article, and there was an accompanying video, and it was talking about the religious cult, Muslims in this particular instance. And they were interviewing young girls and young boys in like a middle-class Muslim neighborhood. And they were talking about female genital mutilation and whether or not this new younger generation thought that that practice was outmoded and, you know, dangerous and should be stopped. And these kids, they range from like age 9 to 13, again, boys and girls, almost universally said, absolutely. And you had a moment and you're like, yes. Humanity is progressing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good sign of the younger generation. But then it goes on for them, and they all start talking about what genital mutilation is. And universally, all these kids, boys and girls, all said the practice of sewing up the vagina was genital mutilation, but the circumcision of the clitoris was completely acceptable. All but one little girl was the only one that objected to the practice of clitoral circumcision. The actual genital mutilation, which I can't even remember reading an article previously that described this practice.
Right.
Is the sewing up of the vagina that only the husband gets to, you know, de-thread.
That is crazy. I didn't even know. Sitting here right now, Allison, as you're telling me this, I had no idea that practice even existed. I did not know that it was actually sewing shut like that. That is just inhumane and crazy to me.
It is. It's totally insane. And they said a lot of the girls in these communities that practice this form of strict form of Islam, they have a lot of medical problems. Because as you can imagine, when you're 13, and you can't use a sanitary napkin, a lot of these girls, they end up getting very, very ill, and many of them die. But don't worry, because most of the time, the girls are already sold off or given to someone in marriage by 11 or 12.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, they're married off by, nice young ages. I was reading an article the other day about a little girl, 8 years old, who was married to a guy who was 58. And what's amazing to me, I guess, is, again, it's the perversion of the scripture. It's the perversion of that message of what it's really all about. We get so hung up on some sort of minutia, the dogmatic just little twist that suddenly becomes the end-all be-all of that faith or religion, and suddenly it becomes a medical issue, and it's just wrong and inhumane.
Absolutely, yeah, without question. I mean, the worst parts of humanity are institutional humanity, whether it's a church or whether it's the state, because, I mean, statheism is just as bad as radical Islam or crazy Christianism. I mean, Christians. I mean, it's the institutional, the cartels that try to tell us, the rest of humanity, how to live are the worst examples of humanity, which I find just ridiculous that we're still clinging to these old world, archaic, outmoded, insane institutions.
You know, Taryn Lupo, I want to go back to you for a moment because I want you to shed a little light on growing up as a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, man.
You and Michael Jackson.
That's right. And I used to go and look at his Elephant Man. That's what he called it. Right. Elephant Man body.
Yes, yes. Oh, you actually went to Michael Jackson's house and played with the Elephant Man and the monkey?
Was that a ride at Neverland?
Well, yeah, it was called Jesus Juice, and we would sit around. That's how the ride started. You started with Jesus Juice, and then it ended with a lot of bouncing on his lap, and then he had that one glove for a reason. I'm not going to tell you what that is, but you figured out.
Right.
And then what happened?
How did he keep it so white?
Well, I'm not exactly sure.
A lot of bleach, apparently. But anyway, back to the ride. Back to the ride. I'm fascinated now. I never had a chance to go to Neverland like you did, Darren.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of animals there. There's all these white tigers and the yellow striped tigers. And, people always used to ask, what's the difference between having sex with a white tiger and a yellow tiger? And I'm like, man, you're so racist. Why would you even bring that up? But it was Michael Jackson. You could get away with that back then in the 80s.
And he'd say things to you like, "Ah, I am the bouncy house."
Yeah. How did this even come up after genital mutilation? I don't know, but I'm glad we went here. As far as Jehovah's Witness, I do have a funny story about that when I was in practice.
Hold on, let me have a drink of my Jesus juice real quick to get me in the mood.
Or is it time? Are we on the countdown?
Okay, we're good. Now tell us this funny story.
All right, I used to be a chiropractor, and in my practice, these Jehovah's Witnesses would come in, and I'm working on, this lady and her kids are there, and I'm like, so what are you guys going out as for Christmas? For Halloween. What are you going to go out as for Halloween this year? And the lady turns at me and is like, we don't celebrate Halloween. We're Jehovah's Witnesses. Mm-hmm. And so I say to her, wait, that doesn't make any sense. This is the one day a year you're allowed to go knock on people's doors. It's socially acceptable. You guys are not down with this? And she got so mad that she closed up early and left my practice. And I sat around and laughed for like an hour. I amused myself so much with that. And now I look back, I know that's wrong. I shouldn't do that. But it was funny at the time.
That is pretty funny. I mean, why not take the opportunity at least to go around and knock on the doors and give people those watchtowers? Have you had a lot of experiences with the Jehovah's Witnesses, Allison? I used to have one of their Kingdom Halls, their church, like a block away from me. It was crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, I had in 09, it was 10, I had purchased a scooter off of eBay. And the guy delivered it to me, and I had to work on it a little bit. The brakes were messed up, so I had to try to fix it. And I was fixing it in my driveway in the afternoon. Like, I was fixing it consisted of me spraying WD-40 and squeezing the brake handle. And these two women walked up the driveway and said my name. And I turned around, and I didn't have the slightest clue who either of them were. And they were Jehovah's Witness. And that they knew my name was rather unsettling. But then they wanted to come into my home and talk to me about the Bible. So that was my most recent run-in with Jehovah's Witnesses. But I got to tell you, I asked her, a little bit about the religion, and I had no idea that Jehovah's Witnesses were so incredibly aggressive.
Oh,
like,
very.
They
yes.
truly believe, they are like the neocon on steroids, mm-hmm. as far as like, yes, we should go to war with every country that is not this country.
I honestly don't know anything about the religion. Brian, you're our religious expert. What do they believe that's different than like mainstream, Christianity?
They're the only ones that are going to heaven. Only if you're a Jehovah's Witness are you going to heaven.
I thought all religions work like that.
Within Christianity, I suppose, but it's all Christians. It's even a smaller subsect of that. They don't celebrate birthdays. They don't celebrate any sort of holidays. It's a very dark and very isolated religion in and of itself. I knew this Jehovah's Witness kid growing up. Now he's in prison for selling methamphetamine. So I think he kind of lashed out against, the powers that were enforced upon him. All right, we're going to a break. Allison Bricker, thanks so much for dropping by the Liberty Cats tonight.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me. You guys be good. Can't wait to hear the next show on Daily Paul Radio.
All right. Your show's coming up before too long, too. So, hey, hang out with us. We got one more segment to go, and we'll declaw ourselves coming up. So hang on for that little bit of happiness on the Liberty Cats. Right here. Meow.
Prepare to be annihilated as the Liberty Cats take on Truckzilla, Gravedigger, and the Dutch Oven live at the Terra Dome. The first 10 listeners to buy a ticket will get their own pair of chrome truck nuts. Tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Daily Paul Radio. That's this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Thursday!
And this is Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday with the Liberty Cats. And what a great show this has been. At least for me, man, hanging out here on this end with you, Taryn Lupo. I'm Brian Hagan. Allison Bricker dropping by, too, a little bit ago. And I've had fun. I don't know about you, man.
It's been good, but I want tickets to that event. I want some chrome truck nuts.
I do, too. Chrome truck nuts are just something that make me hot.
I can't wait.
Oh, they get me going.
For you listeners that don't know what that is, Google truck nuts.
Or don't, depending on what you want to see. But, you know, tonight I think we've learned a lot. That's the thing. I fancy the Liberty Cats to be a very educational program. We've learned the proper ways to talk to a woman in 1972 lingo. We've learned the proper way to mutilate genitalia here on the show tonight.
And how to deal with Jehovah's Witnesses.
Exactly. I mean, there's just been a lot of great stuff here. Hey, I want to remind you, too, tomorrow, make sure right after the Liberty Cats, you tune in to our good friend Allison Bricker. She's going to be having on the handsome, well-dressed, well-manicured Ben Swan. Aren't you jealous?
Yeah, tell him to stop texting me. He's been blowing up my phone, begging us for an interview.
I know.
Constantly.
I know. And what
it's
I find
ridiculous. He's embarrassing himself at this point.
He really is. And what I finally did, Taryn, was I told him, I said, look, you're going to have to go on Allison Bricker's show. We the Liberty Cats. Yeah. We don't have time for you, Ben Swan. You think you look so darn good. Well, I think I look better sitting here in my boxer shorts and no shirt, my friend. That's the way you do journalism. You don't have to wear no stinking tie. You just leave your pants off and live free or die, good friend. Hey, join us again tomorrow night. It's the Liberty Cats. Always a treat. Always a blast. We're so proud and pleased to be here. Taryn Lupo, meow.
Meow, baby.
That's right. Let's disco on out of here. Retract them claws and go take a little cat nap. Lick your fur, lick wherever you want to. Nobody's going to judge you. That's the whole thing about liberty. As long as you don't lick me, if I don't want you to be licking on me, you can lick whoever you want. That's what the Liberty Cats is about. It's all about freedom, baby. Oh, yeah. Dance with me. Dance with me.
Get that scratch and post.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Daily Paul Radio. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times.